The White House has dismissed a report in this week's edition of Time magazine that it failed to follow through on a Clinton administration plan to attack and seek to neutralize al-Qaeda operatives in the United States. The plan was developed in the last days of the outgoing administration and passed along to the Bush White House in January 2001. But according to the Time article, the plan got bogged down in bureaucracy during the transition process and was only placed in motion 8 months later, just before September 11th. The Bush administration says it moved as quickly as possible in working out a plan to deal with al-Qaeda, and it denies receiving what a spokesman called an aggressive new plan to topple al-Qaeda during the transition. Reporter Michael Elliott wrote the article for Time. He joins me now. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Tell us about this plan. How did it propose to deal with al-Qaeda?
Essentially, by the last few months of the Clinton administration, there was a widespread sense, we believe, that the war against al-Qaeda had not succeeded. Terror attacks on United States interests seemed to be continuing, most notably with the attack on the USS Cole in Aden Harbor in Yemen. And nothing that seemed to be being done seemed to be having an effect on rolling up al-Qaeda. So right at the end of the Clinton administration, a plan was developed to roll back al-Qaeda around the world. This had a number of kind of key characteristics: aggressively going after the logistical and financial support for al-Qaeda, trying to work with others to take down al-Qaeda cells around the world, but in particular to strengthen the resistance to the Taliban in Afghanistan so that those who graduated from al-Qaeda terrorist camps would be forced to stay in Afghanistan fighting on the front lines for the Taliban, and of course with luck dying there, rather than going around the world seeding terrorist cells that might strike against American assets.
So why didn't the Clinton White House implement the plan?
Their view was that to implement the plan right at the end of their administration would essentially have been to have handed an ongoing war to the new administration. So they, in effect, punted.
What happened when it got to the Bush White House?
Well, what then happened was that it kind of went into what you might call transition hell. It didn't really kind of get considered seriously by top officials until April 2001, and didn't complete the process until September the 4th, 2001, when it was finally signed off on by the principal national security cabinet members of the Bush administration. So the consequence was that what was a pretty aggressive set of proposals really didn't get developed for 8 months.
We are approaching a year since the September 11th attacks. Why is this allegation surfacing now?
The further we get from September the 11th, the more people in journalistic organizations are looking back and trying to put the pieces of the jigsaw together. One of the things that we tried to do was to say, well, we know that there was a plan to take out al-Qaeda on the president's desk at the beginning of September. Lots of people have said that. So how did it get there? What happened in 2001 was a multifaceted, complicated story. It has lots and lots of different aspects and angles, and there are a lot of bits of the jigsaw and the picture that still need to be put together.
Thanks very much. Time magazine reporter Michael Elliott speaking with us from London.